Okay, so you ready? All right.
Even though
it's programmed in my body.
It's programmed in my body.
Fear of death.
Fear of death.
All kinds of death.
All kinds of death.
I'm even afraid.
Of death of fear.
Of death
of fear.
Of death.
Of victim consciousness.
I'm afraid of death.
I'm afraid of death.
All forms of death.
All forms of death.
Because every time something dies,
something new begins.
And death is scary.
And death is scary.
My death.
My parents' death.
My pet's death.
My children's death.
Friend's death.
My friend's death.
Death of a government.
Death of a government.
Death of a system. Even though we want it,
death of an idea
that's no longer good,
it's frightening.
Because death
is the ultimate transition.
And all transition
is chaotic.
Many energies.
Death.
The ending.
The beginning.
And I have known
most painful
deaths. Deaths of love.
Deaths of relationships.
The death of a good job.
The death
of an idea.
An identity.
A personality trait.
And some deaths are good.
And they're all hard.
And they're all frightening.
Till I get to the other side.
And any way that I'm storing
the human fear
of physical death
that keeps me resonating
with fear in general,
I'd like to tune that down.
I'm not dying right this minute.
I'd like to not start feeling afraid
before it's appropriate.
But I do have fear of death.
The people I love.
Strangers.
I don't want to see death.
I don't want to experience death.
I don't want to feel death.
I don't want to smell death.
I don't want to know death.
And I have known death.
And it was a most unpleasant experience.
On all levels of my being.
And the truth is,
it's the one big unknown.
I can't educate myself out of.
I can't skip.
I can't hide from.
People I know will die.
And then they'll be somewhere else.
And I can't really know what that's like.
And one day I'll leave this body.
And I can't know what that's like.
Any fear I'm storing
in my skeletal system,
in my muscular body,
in my organs,
in my heart,
in my chakras,
in the fluids of my body,
in my cells,
in my atoms,
even in the spaces between my atoms.
I really desire
to let that go for now.
It's not my turn right now.
To contemplate death.
Physical death.
I will have a turn.
Maybe many turns.
But right now,
it's not my turn.
I'd like to bring all my focus and attention
to living powerfully.
So that when
I face death,
I experience death,
I witness death,
I feel
good
about me.
I want to live powerfully
so that when death comes,
I know full contrast.
I want to live powerfully
in gratitude,
in curiosity,
in courage,
in compassion,
in right action.
I want to live powerfully
so that when death does visit,
when it is my turn to deal with death,
I will know a level of peace
that I have not
wasted
time.
Energy,
effort,
opportunity,
death,
the one thing
we don't really understand
and really can't avoid.
Of course that's scary.
None of us like death. We're built to survive. Death is shocking. Insulting. It feels like it's cheating.
Cheating someone.
Of time.
Of opportunity.
I really want to let that go.
I want to know peace.
For the very limited time.
I'm here in this body.
On this planet.
I don't have to understand God.
Life.
The divine plan.
Random chaos.
I'm never going to understand it.
So I'd like to know peace.
With all the things.
I cannot change.
I cannot undo.
I cannot control.
I cannot avoid.
Like fear.
Like death.
Like fear of death.
Death of a chapter
of my life.
Death.
So many versions of death.
I want to know
a new experience,
a higher evolved experience
of inner peace.
I want to accept death.
Never agreeing with it.
Never condoning it.
But accepting it.
I'd like to know
a whole new skill level.
A whole new possibility.
Of expanding
my ability
for acceptance.
There's so many things
I don't get.
I don't like.
I want to avoid.
I'd like to give up the habit.
The default mechanism
of avoidance,
of dreading,
of fearing
that
which is not mine
to change.
And bring all my focus and attention
at all levels of my being.
Into choice.
I want to live
in a way
that impresses me,
that delights me,
that grows me,
and stretches me,
fulfills
me,
and contributes
to the world
through the experience
I create
of being me.
It's such a short time
to be here on this planet.
I want to make peace
and move forward
in a whole new experience,
a magical experience
of me.
Okay, big breath.